Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Uncanny Delusion. Life isn't only about reality. What we think is real can often change, and it can change for the strangest or even silliest of reasons, especially when we're slightly unsettled or stressed, the world might seem a bit different. When our minds are pushed in certain directions, we might even notice that the world isn't as strict and solid as it appeared before. Almost all of us are constantly kept in an uncanny delusion that reality is real. Reality is what we decide to be real. It is how we think we perceive the world. Our brains aren't computers, they are interpretation machines. Everything we see, hear, feel, everything we experience is filtered through our knowledge and memories until we create an image of the world that we are fairly certain is real. And as we do this, as we create this filter, this simple way of looking at the world without being bombarded by all the information constantly around you, we have to. Because if we didn't filter the world, we'd go insane. We'd have too many things to see, to hear, to feel. So we let some things fade away and we emphasize other things. We look at a few things through the looking glass, and we listen to words and sentences flowing through your mind. And as you focus, as you listen to the words that are weaving through the air between my voice and your ears, what is your reality? What delusions are you still holding close? And as you think about this, do you realize that many things that you think are real are simply assumptions? Conclusions that you've made on prior moments. The way that things change can be uncanny, and yet the simplicity with which your perception can shift from one point to the other is an absolutely amazing experience. The mind is a very powerful tool, the unconscious mind even more so. There's a very peculiar mechanism at work every time that you hear or see something, when you read or analyze words, when your mind is following the flow of conversation into the analysis of meaning. When you're wandering and wandering through the maze of words, your thoughts become twisted to try and follow the patterns that are put before you. And the second bizarre thing is that all of this happens without you even thinking about it. And the third bizarre thing is that you've already forgotten the first. And the more you try to recall the first, the harder you try to remember what it was, the more empty your mind becomes simply by trying to figure it out and being too busy to do anything else. It's an uncanny delusion to think what is real is reality, that what you perceive is in any way close to what other people see. Those beautiful mannequins in a window store may not always be that shiny. Their colors can fade, their shapes can break. And who knows how you'd feel if, instead of their smooth, perfect shapes, irregular, dirty, broken shapes lie before you. Sometimes everything appears too perfect. And when your mind is analyzing what it finds in words to behold in the world before you, and as you do so, your mind is trying to figure out everything that is meant through these sentences. And yet there is meaning lying even deeper beneath these words because you want to know it all and understand it all, as it's important to find every bit of meaning and thought behind your mind, drifting and dropping without even noticing because you're too busy analyzing what is deeply complex and yet beautifully simple. The uncanny delusion of your thoughts morph the world into something else, perfection becoming imperfect, smooth, rough, gentle strength, beautiful ugliness, decaying shapes flowing in and out of your peripheral vision, and every time you look at it, it all seems perfect again. You simply imagined it. What you thought you saw was real was only a reflection of your thoughts, running behind on the analysis of what you're looking at because it only focuses on what's in front of you. The truth often lies in the corner of your eyes when you become wise to the different things that move in and out of your thoughts. And as you try to follow even deeper and fall even further, flowing into the words and yet falling into a deep state of trance, all that is left is just the flowing of meaning and meandering into even deeper sensations, sending thoughts and words, letters forming sentences drifting in and out of your mind, the corners of your eyes, becoming like your unconscious mind, a whirlpool of wants, wishes, fantasies flowing freely. Reality is simply an assumption, a deeply drifting state of an uncanny delusion that what we see is real. And when we look at the world, are we truly sure that what we see is real? Or is what is real merely a representation of our own fears and needs, our wants and cares? Perhaps all of this is complete nonsense and you've just been listening to words weaving back and forth inside your mind. Is my voice really there, or is this recording almost silent? The world is a wonderful web of complex mysteries just waiting to be revealed by the corner of your vision, the edge of your sight, just at the threshold of listening, almost unnoticeably touched. It is but a drop away from a simple feeling, trying to be awake when your mind is already deep. It is an uncanny delusion to think that what is real is a perfect analysis of the world around you. Or is it? Are your eyes clear and true? Is your mind free of distraction? Are you deeply blank and completely open to see the world as it is, free of opinions? Do you see the light and darkness around you, shadow and shine, color and shade all mixing together, forming? But what you see isn't what you see, it's merely some messages, some energy moving from the world into your eyes, light vibrating, sending signals through your mind, and all these little signals become interpreted into an image that you think is real. And maybe it is. The people around you must be real, aren't they? Of course, they're not echoes of their former selves, statues as you move through the world, from one picture to the next, like still images. And when you blink, they move. It's all real. Or maybe nothing is. Your mind knows what is up and down and left and right, but even that is perception and easily twisted with just a flick of your thoughts. So I'll let you believe whatever is real to you, and maybe you are close to the truth, if there is such a thing, because perception is, as always, just an opinion. So enjoy this wonderful illusion of an uncanny delusion of your mind while you look at the world, and be certain that what you see is definitely maybe real. Wake. Have fun.